From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. The Turkish military said Sunday that its airstrikes killed 25 Kurdish militants. It denied that civilians had also been killed. The Turkish military also said it is committed to protecting civilians under international law. Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake a district in Paktia province that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. Authorities say dozens of Afghan troops have been killed in the fighting. There are also reports of fighting in several northern and northeastern Afghan provinces. The Taliban insurgents have made significant advances in Helmand province. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government Sunday have begun pushing into the last areas of the city of Sirte, still held by the Islamic State group. A number of Libyan fighters have been killed in the military operation to retake the city, which was seized by IS forces in 2015. Iran has arrested a member of a team that played a role in negotiating the recent nuclear agreement with world powers. According to Iran state media, a judiciary spokesman said Sunday, a spy who had infiltrated the nuclear team was released on bail after being held in jail for a few days. This is VOA News.